Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, who offers more than just electricity. MTE's community outreach team collaborates with schools, parents, and students to create engaging learning experiences. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Today, our conversation centered around Rutherford County PAWS, the Pet Adoption and Welfare Services here in Rutherford County. And Sebastian Jordan is here and going to introduce you to a new friend here from PAWS. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing really, really good. And I know that we've got a lot to talk about. A lot of great things have gone on with empty shelters. But I guess the biggest is we now have someone who is going to help a lot at the shelter, right?
We do. Yeah, we've got a new volunteer and foster coordinator. This is Crystal.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Crystal Vineyard, right?
Yes.
All right. And how long have you been there? Just a few weeks?
Just a few weeks. This is my third week, so I still have a little bit to learn, but I'm really excited.
Did in the job interview you know that you'd be on the radio in 3 weeks, or did they slide that one in for you?
They just kind of slid that one in.
Yep, that's usually how it works.
Yeah, so, but we're glad to have her here.
I bet, yes, and we are glad to have you here on the show, and I'm sure once you get your feet wet, you'll be doing all kinds of great things. So what was your background before this? Have you always been interested in animals and stuff like that?
I have always been interested in animals. My background is a little bit kind of pulled me in different directions. I kind of started out with animals. I started out working at veterinary hospital, working at a kennel. From there, I kind of moved around, went into academia, did a little bit of wildlife work, and eventually took me to Florida, where I worked in the Florida Park Service for a while. And before I left Florida, I was a volunteer coordinator there. So now I'm kind of using the different kind of backgrounds I've had with the animal interest and experience and the volunteer coordinator. And so I'm hoping that I can do a lot of good things at PAWS.
Gotcha. So from Florida to Rutherford County, was that your trek?
Yes. Well, I kind of followed my husband up here.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I mean, that usually is one of those things that happen. Someone's following someone,
yes.
Right? During all of that. So where about in Florida were you?
I lived a few different places in Florida. Before I left, I was in Okeechobee County.
Okay. Is that one of the areas that was impacted by any of the storms?
They definitely got some wind, but it is pretty inland, so minor compared to a lot of the coastal cities.
Gotcha. Any reptiles you had to deal with down there?
A little bit. I wasn't moving anything, but I definitely saw quite a bit of alligators, my fair share of snakes. I did assist in moving a diamondback, but it was kind of like a training scenario. I didn't really have to put it in practice most of the time. Most of the time it was just a look, but keep your distance kind of teaching of people.
I read across a story about a guy who had maybe a little too much to drink, but there was a snake, and so he picked up this snake. It was about a 6-foot snake, you know. Started, you know, playing with the snake and whatnot, and kind of aggravating it, and all of a sudden it wrapped around him. It was a python.
Ooh.
That was loose, and they had to call the fire department to have them come out to try to get him released from that. So interesting story. So that gives me the creeps to even think about. So you can handle snakes, apparently.
I can handle snakes, yes.
Okay, well, that's good.
But dogs and cats are an upgrade.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can kind of see their facial expressions. It's a little nice. You get a little more warning in some areas, but you know, they are mammals, so they give you warnings, but you also gotta really read those signs, where I feel like snakes, it's one or the other. They look at you, they're either playing dead, they're trying to run away, or they're telling you they will bite you if you get too close.
Very, very true. So any roosters that you've had to deal with?
I have met a couple roosters before. Didn't really have to interact too much, though.
The resident rooster, though, Sebastian at Paws, is has been adopted.
Yes, he has been adopted. So we don't hear the rooster crowing all the time now back in our office.
Well, how do you know when it's, you know, daylight or dark or whatnot?
We have to just figure it out. We do have a window, which is pretty good.
Yeah, that helps. That helps. So I'm glad that the rooster found its home. What was his name? Do you remember? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah, the rooster. We'll call him the rooster. Yeah. So, Crystal, I know the volunteer coordinating is part of your wheelhouse, but adoption, I think those two kind of go hand in hand.
Definitely. I mean, sometimes people who volunteer or foster end up adopting some of the animals that they're taking care of.
Yeah.
It's called a foster fail.
Yes.
So when you look at the shelter, what kind of drew you to Paws and what they do there to become their new volunteer and a pet adoption coordinator?
Well, Paws does a lot of great things for the community. They're obviously there taking care of the pets who don't have homes for one reason or another. But they do a lot of other great things, such as the spay and neuter program for Rutherford County residents. Free spay or neuter, sometimes it's booked up because a lot of people take advantage of it, but they also offer microchipping and rabies vaccinations. And I think that having those programs there does a lot in ways of reducing the unwanted pet population.
Which is, I guess, always a concern. And as we grow, it's going to be more of a concern here in this community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, let's see. One of the big things that we talked about last time you were here, Sebastian, mm-hmm. last month was the pet adoption or empty the shelters. Mm-hmm. And how did that go?
Very well. So that one, it's a quarterly event. This one ran from the 1st to the 15th, and that is sponsored by Bissell Pet Foundation, where they pay for the adoption fees so that we can waive all of those. We had, in that time frame, 53 adoptions,
oh, wow.
which is very
That's-
good.
Yeah, that's great.
I think on average, we usually hit about 10 per week on a non-event basis. So that was significantly more.
So that was in 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
About,
yeah, 15 days. Yeah.
So you say every quarter. Will there be another one before the end of the year? Or is it?
Yes, okay. There will be. We don't have the hard dates on that yet, but okay. There should be another one later in the
All
year.
All right. You know, not to promote the fact of, you know, getting a pet as a gift or whatnot, but we do see that happen at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's maybe a little more education that goes into that mm-hmm. before pets are adopted around the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that and obviously this month with October, I think it's actually Black Pet Awareness Month. You know, watching out because there's a lot of people that will adopt, you know, black cats or not adopt black cats in October for superstitious reasons or whatever.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that doesn't mean even though the Empty the Shelters has ended and with the Bissell Foundation, you're still doing adoptions.
We are still doing adoptions. We still have plenty of pets that need homes. We never end up emptying the shelters fully. We could, but we're always taking in more and more animals because we are a county shelter. So we have a lot of animals coming in constantly.
Do you have a lot of people who will come in if their pet is missing and ask?
Yes, okay. We get a lot of people. So we'll hold stray pets for a period of time. A lot of people will come, walk back into the stray area and look for their pets. We also, when we intake strays, we'll put them online, we'll take their photo, and that is updated very quickly. Within minutes, that'll be online, rutherfordcountytn.gov/paws, and you can click the stray animal page. So people can check there and see if, you know, they have recognized their missing pet.
And I'm sure that the little microchip is checked, right?
Yeah, we check the microchip. We've got scanners all over the place. A lot of pets end up not being microchipped, though.
No.
So take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
We offer $15 microchipping, low cost, and, you know, when we do events, if you adopt, it comes with the microchip.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is very important to know. So on that kind of same vein, when you scan for the microchip, does it have like the name, address, phone number of the owner?
It'll have the a microchip number, which you can look up at HomeAgain, which is the service that we use for the microchips, that has all of the, you know, name, address, phone number that was registered to the owner.
So that was that's a big database for all of the microchips then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that information updatable by people? What happens if, you know, someone else has the animal after they were first microchipped and stuff like that?
Yeah, I guess you can do that. Go in and update that tag.
Very good to know.
Yeah.
So I don't know why that popped into my mind, but you know, I got to thinking about stray animals. I have, not only are ours microchipped, but I have the little air tags or air, what do they call those?
On air tag, collar.
Yeah. So, you know, those are pretty handy to have too, in case one kind of strays away in the neighborhood or whatnot. So,
but it is good to go in and update that every once in a while. Yeah. I actually haven't updated the address on my microchips for my cats since I have moved. So
something to think about.
Yeah, I need to do that. Thank you for the reminder.
So I know we've got a few minutes left here. We're talking with Rutherford County Paws, Sebastian Jordan and Crystal Vineyard joining us today. Cold weather is here. We've had some a little bit of frost, and that kind of gets us close to what could be a cool winter. And any tips for the pet owners out there?
Yeah, really quick. Should go over a couple. A good rule of thumb with the colder weather is if it feels too cold for you, it's going to be too cold for your pets. They will get colder quicker. They're more susceptible to hypothermia, frostbite, especially with the wind chill. So you want to kind of mitigate their time outside and be careful with that.
And those outdoor pets, I would assume.
Yes.
You want to make sure they have a shelter.
Yeah, make sure they have shelter free from drafts. A really cheap, quick way to give them shelter is either like a plastic tub or styrofoam cooler, and you can stuff that with straw or towels or something. And
just kind of turn it upside down.
Yeah, that'll retain heat in there for, you know, outdoor pets, stray pets, community cats, barn cats, things like that.
Yeah.
Just giving them a place to stay. And you want to, especially when it gets below freezing, be checking water sources pretty regularly to make sure those aren't freezing over, keeping a fresh supply of water.
Good tips there. And Crystal, while we have just a moment to talk a little bit about volunteering, I'm sure you're always looking for volunteers. So maybe a pitch to have folks who are interested in helping out come by.
We definitely are. I would say the first big tip is to take a look at our website. If you take a look at our website, there actually is a lot of information about PAWS there, who we are, what we do, and what our volunteers do. It's kind of like an orientation set up, and it gives you a lot of information there about how you can volunteer if you're under 18, and everything like that. And at the bottom, it'll have an application. And you start with that, that's kind of step one. And then the next step would be getting a hold of me. I'll kind of read through the different applications and reach out as well.
Sounds good. I guess you've met the cat man, right?
I have met the cat man.
A staple at PAWS. He's been on the show a couple of times. So it's good to have volunteers that are that committed to you. It's great.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Rutherford County PAWS, and it's RutherfordCountyTN.gov/PAWS, right?
Yes.
The website.
Yep.
Very good. Thanks for stopping in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We've been visiting with our friends from Rutherford County PAWS.